Hello. Welcome to Jaded. This is Jody. Today is Thursday. Finally made it past hump day. And it's a new day. All days come with their difficulties. This one most certainly has. My mother will be off again here in a few hours, headed off to Seattle. And, well, this morning was a rude awakening. My mother's been gone for a month. My parents have not spent time together in a month. And I know for certain that my father very dearly misses my mom when she's not here. And yet, this morning, upon getting out of the shower, turning off the water, I could hear the two of them going at it, yelling, arguing on the main floor beneath me. And I just gotta say, my heart broke a little, maybe a lot. I watched the back and forth and the anger and the passive-aggressive love-hate relationship that my parents have my whole life. And I guess I've always wanted better for both of them. That doesn't seem like an optimal relationship with someone you've spent most of your life with and who, if all goes as planned, you will spend the rest of your life with. And it definitely shed some light on some of my own behaviors. And I'm quite ashamed to say that I do the same when I get into relationships, when I start to feel like something could come of a relationship I have with someone very important to me. When I start to believe that it could be something good, it seems that there's a switch in my brain that turns mean and nasty, and I've never really been able to explain it. In fact, in the past, I'm pretty sure I blamed it on the guy. And I'm not saying that there weren't times when it did fall at the feet of the other person, but today it was painfully obvious that is how I've been conditioned to believe love is. That two people who have been married for 47 years bicker and insult and intellectually put down each other to a point where my children think it's amusing. They find it quite funny how grandma and grandpa go back and forth insulting each other. But for me, it's quite heartbreaking. In my one and only marriage, I felt our relationship turning towards becoming what my parents have. And I will tell you, that is the last thing in this world that I want. I don't care if they are together until their last breath leaves their body. They are not happy. They are not nice to each other. They do not resonate what I want to believe love is about. And though I left my husband because I saw that as an impending doom, there were many other things, but that in itself was enough for me to say, you know, I already know what this looks like, and I know I don't want it. But ever since then, I've still never managed to find what it is that I think is out there, or the happiness that I've always thought could be. So, right choice, wrong choice, I'll never say it was the wrong choice, because I really was suffocating with him. It is very hard to be with someone who is depressed. Throw alcohol into the mix, and you've got a depressed alcoholic. And no matter how much you love that person, when they are depressed, they're not actually present in the moment. They're not taking in all of the things that are around them, all of the possible joy or happiness, or even the misery or suffering. When you're depressed, you're not really participating. And at some point, his depression began to wear on me, where I felt maybe I was the cause of his depression. Maybe I was the reason he was miserable. And the weight of that, on top of trying to fill in for his absenteeism, for his inability to connect and be a part of the family that, though unexpectedly and much too rapidly, we built, I was exhausted. I couldn't do it all. And then to try to put on a happy, healthy face for my children, it became too much. And while that ended, I ended that. But sometimes I wonder, did I really escape anything? Did I really find a better path for me? Did I carve out a better life? Did I flip that fate and make it better? And I don't know that I did. I do know that, especially lately, I've felt, oof, yikes. Sorry, I just totally cut somebody off on the highway. Sorry, I apologize, but today was very humbling, very touching, very great. I got trifocals today. I had a close friend who was here for a while in Denver, stayed with me. We spent a lot of really good time together, and he introduced me to a woman who's starting her own optical place, and she can't be much older than me, but her dreams and her aspirations are huge and amazing, and they would crush me, but she handles it and tackles it so well. Very difficult not to admire her. Very difficult. She's amazing. And going in to get my glasses, which have been waiting for me for a few weeks, ever since my friend left and my world was turned upside down, I didn't quite know where to go with the glasses and with the friend he'd referred me to. The last thing I wanted to do was make him more upset with me. And I was afraid that if I reached out to her, that it might be misconstrued as something nefarious or vindictive. And like I said, I really just did not want to make things any worse than I already had. Today I buckled down, and I actually got out of bed early, in enough time. That maybe was the cause of me experiencing the tiff between my parents that kind of set me off on the wrong foot, but going to get my glasses, which I have to say, I can fucking see. And it is amazing. It is great. I don't have to remove my glasses to read my phone. I don't have to squint. It's great. And I'm super thankful for all of the things that brought me to where I am right now. Despite the pain, despite the fuck-ups, I can see. I am grateful. I am grateful for her. I'm grateful for my friend. I'm grateful for the hookup, the connection, the connection. She was great. Very understanding. I've never really known a person who could be so very caring. But she is. And well, the day started on an uncomfortable, unsettling foot. And right now it's still I'm still torn, caught up in a bit of a limbo in regards to my heart, but right now I am super grateful and appreciative that both of them took the time to help me, to care about me, and made it important for them that I can see well. And they did an amazing job. I hope you have a wonderful day. I really, really appreciate you listening. And this is gonna be a struggle. This is not an easy battle, but I am doing my best to become a better person, to work on all the things that have held me back, all the things that have hurt me, that have hurt other people. And today was really a nice refresher to know that things can be good again. Things can never be the same, but maybe they can be better. So here's a bit of hope for your day. This is Jody, and you're listening to Jaded. And I love you for it. Have a great day.